Thank you. And if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Joshua. Oh, how I've been looking forward to this day. Joshua, the sixth chapter. I am so glad that you are here. I'm glad for those that are watching online. As we look to the sixth chapter of the book of Joshua, beginning in the beginning, but we'll deal with the entire chapter. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out. None came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and its mighty man of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear the 7 trumpets of ram horns before the ark. But the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him." And God blesses the reading of his word. Join with me again as we pray. Father, take your word, touch our hearts, Father. Defeat the Jerichos that are before us. Let us walk in your victory, Father, touching and changing a world. Thank you for what you're going to do now. In Jesus' name, amen. We are a people that need to see a victory. We need a triumph. We need to have a true move of God that we acknowledge as God working in our lives. Did you know that no real victories are going to come your way without a challenge? No real victory can be yours unless you're willing to stand and to receive it. Israel has had some great times. They've crossed the River Jordan. They crossed on dry ground. They have gone through preparation time, preparing themselves physically, preparing themselves spiritually, getting themselves ready for the battle. And now they're ready. Now the day has come. God has set before them their opportunity to take Jericho. The tactics are not just for Jericho. They are for all of the land. By going through Jericho, they're going to divide the land of Canaan between north and south. They're going to drive a wedge right in, and as a result, the entire land of Canaan will fall. If Jericho can fall, all the land can be taken. We see that inside those walls, there's fear, there's surprise. There's some swift movements and there's some slow movements. It really is a battle scene. You know, we are really in a battle scene today. We are in a true war, and many people don't even recognize it. The Bible tells us that God is constantly battling with sin, with Satan, and with death, that God is battling with the sin in our lives. You know, the greatest battle ever recorded was the battle when Jesus went to Calvary's cross. And there he took on all of the devil's forces. He took on all of our sin. When Jesus went to that cross, our Savior did battle at Calvary with all the host of hell. In Colossians 2:15, he spoiled principalities and powers, triumphing over them in it. That it is the cross. Today, we need to walk in triumph. We need to walk in victory. We need to know that God has already given us victory that is ours, and we need to live like it, and we need to share that victory with other people. This passage is a beautiful illustration of the victory that only Jesus can give. As we look at this passage, we see there's a trap in verse 1. Now, Jericho was straitly shut up, the King James says. In our text, it's tightly shut. It is closed in. This is a city completely under siege. They didn't really know it. You see, they were inside their walls. They thought they had it safe. They thought that they were secure. There were two walls. But the enemy force was circling around, and they pulled everybody inside to Jericho, and what they thought was a defense was going to be a trap. Jericho, one of the oldest cities of the world. Jericho is pretty small. You know, we have about 5 acres, a little more than 5 acres of land here on our church, and you know, Jericho was only 8 acres. It's only a little bit bigger than our property, and it was a city that was fortified with those walls, massive walls, two walls, an outer wall, an inner wall, one wall maybe 6 feet wide, the other wall could have been 12 to 15 feet wide. We're talking about massive walls that rose. If you were at the foot of them looking up, Joshua said it was like you were looking to the sky. It was just walled straight up. Humanly speaking, there was no way they were going to get into those walls. The literal city of Jericho is a message for us. It reminds us of this world. It reminds us of battles that we face, of traps that are out there for believers. This world is under judgment. Sin is under judgment. And listen, we need to understand that sin is a trap for a Christian, just like it's a trap for a lost person. In John 2:17, we find the world passes away and the lust thereof. God has promised he's going to judge this world. It is going to come. We can have victory, though. First John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Do you believe in Jesus? Amen. We need to live like we believe in Jesus. We need to face the Jerichos, the traps of sin that are in our life, the forces that are out there, like we believe in Jesus. You come to Jesus as your personal Savior. Your sins are taken to Him, buried with Him. You are raised with Him when He rose from the grave, and now we walk in newness of life. We are standing on resurrection ground, and I want you to get it in your mind. We are standing in resurrection power if we know Him. We have all the power for all the victory we need over all the Jerichos that we are going to face. There was going to be some opposition. There are going to be things in your life that pop up. Traps for you, things easily to make you fall. Maybe someone that the devil has facing you, but you're a child of God. You got to battle your Jerichos with God. They come from the outside, maybe other people, situations. There are circumstances that you can't do anything about that come up, and they're difficult to face. You may have friends that are ungodly. May I tell you, you need to find some new friends? Yeah, that's one of the great things about a Sunday school class. You can bond with a group of believers, and you need your Sunday school time. You need Bible study time. You need your church time. You need a church you can love. Hey, I know one. And you know, we have that need in our lives, and we need to face those Jerichos that are on the outside, but there are Jerichos on the inside, traps for us, some sin you struggle with. You know, you may fall to something. You may have something the devil knows is a weakness of yours, and he's going to keep that before you again and again and again because he knows it's a weak spot. And so it's a Jericho, it's a trap in your life. Maybe there's some habit that pulls you away from God. Maybe there's some selfish thought or ambition. Maybe there's some weakness in your personality. Maybe there's a lack of faith. My friend, you need to look to God. You need to know who God is. You need to surrender to Him, and you need to allow Him to take on the traps, the Jerichos that are before you. If you know Jesus, you can have the victory over every trap that's before you, every Jericho that's in your life. Trust in Him. Follow Him, and the Jerichos will fall. Now, the same principles that put this city in a trap can help us with our victory over Jerichos that arise in our lives. As we look at this passage, we see the tactics. The tactics God lays before Joshua are really strange, and they are really marvelous. Can you imagine Joshua? He gets his officers together. They're talking about what they might need to take on this huge walled city. And they probably thought, well, we need some bows and arrows. We're going to have strong men to be able to shoot those arrows way, way up over those walls. We're going to need battering rams. Maybe somebody came up with the ideas. We need catapults to launch huge boulders at them. They needed spears that were sharp. Well, personally, I like spears that are sharp. They needed strong men to be able to throw them. Joshua hears it all. He takes it all in. They've all got really good ideas. He's not going to use one of them. Joshua gets his tactics from God. May I tell you, there are a lot of people that are going to tell you how to live your life. A lot of people are going to give you advice. A lot of people that have done it wrong, and they're going to give you their song. You need to start getting your plans from God and God's Word. You need to be in a church that teaches God's Word. You need to spend some time studying God's Word. God's got tactics for your life. Keep looking to Him. He will share them with you, and as He shares them with you, put it in your heart and start living that way. You remember in John chapter 6, there was a multitude of people out there. Jesus had them in the wilderness. They needed to be fed. He said, where are we going to get food for all these people to be fed? Now, Jesus knew what He was going to do, but He wanted to see what the disciples would say. He was trying to get into their minds, into their hearts. And one of them said, well, hey, we couldn't find enough food. We don't have enough money to buy enough food to even feed a little bit of them. Oh, no, but Jesus just needed them to know they needed to look to Him for the supply. You need to look to God. You need to look to Jesus for your supply. You need strength. He's the one that has it. The tactics are explained very carefully for Jericho. Verse 2. See, I have given into your hand Jericho. Now, let's do a little English. You know, I'm sometimes surprised. We have people that are really upset about all these aliens coming to America that can't even speak our language. You know what my personal founding has been? I find that a lot of these people that come to our language learn our language and speak it better than many of us do. I want you to look for the tense of the verb in that sentence. See, verse 2, see, I have given into your hand Jericho. What's the tense of the verb? Oh, I got you afraid now, don't I? It's past tense. You guys knew that, right? Three of you, okay. So it's past tense. That's important. Why is it important? Because God's telling them something that is already theirs. You see, it's not, are we going to beat Jericho? It's they already had beaten Jericho. Are the walls going to fall? They already have fallen. Well, it looks like they're still there. No, start looking through faith. Start believing what God has said. Start trusting God in His Word. Now, if you want to get technical. This was written in Hebrew. And if you want the tense in Hebrew, it's prophetic perfect. It means something that prophecy will fulfill. God is telling them something that he and his power will make happen. God is talking about the future as if it has already happened. God says, I have already won this battle for you. Listen, if you know Jesus, God has already given you victory over the Jerichos you're trying to struggle with. He's already put it in your hands. Just receive it and walk like you believe it. There's a tense Jesus uses in John 12, 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of the world cast out. It's already happened. Jesus is saying, the devil's already defeated. He's already cast out. It's just a matter of clicks on a clock, but let me tell you, it's as good as done. God's already taken care of it. I've already defeated Satan. I have already given a victory to you who will believe in me. Listen, there may be things you don't understand about the Bible, but there are things you can understand. Romans 8:30 says, those whom he justified, he also glorified. What does that mean? Well, that means if I come to Jesus, as I give him my heart, if I turn from my sins and turn to him, I'm already glorified. Now, I may not look very glorified to you. You know, I've got this ray of light coming from the top of my head, but it may not look very glorious to you. But that means the moment I came to Jesus, he sealed me in glory. The moment God saves you, you're just as good as in heaven as if you are already there. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. People say, well, that's kind of bragging, isn't it? No, it's not bragging. It's knowing that God keeps his word. The moment God saves you, it was determined that God is going to place you in his eternal home. Don't let people tell you you can be saved today, going to heaven today, but you can lose it tomorrow. I can't lose it because Jesus is not coming off the cross. I can't lose it because Jesus has already paid for it all. We as believers don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. So why in the world do we keep giving the devil his stuff back? Oh, he's got me here. Here, take this back. Jesus fought for it, but you take it back. The battle is the Lord's. Claim the victory and live like you have it. And what you'll find is the walls will fall. The tactics are strange. They really are. Can you imagine? Okay, Joshua, what is it? What are we supposed to do? Oh, well, we're going to walk around the city with some horns in front, seven horns, with the Ark of the Covenant, the Word of God, and then we're going to walk around the city. Okay? We're going to walk all the way around the city. Okay? And then we're going to come back to camp. The next day, oh, this is getting good. We're going to check everything out, and then we're going to get it. Next day, we're going to walk around the city. Seven priests, the horns, the Ark of the Covenant. We're all going to walk all the way around the city. Then we're going to come back to camp. Okay. Well, what's next, Joshua? I mean, this has got to be, we're checking out those walls. We're looking for imperfections. We're going to have it all down. We're going to do it good. Well, the third day, we're going to walk around the city. We're going to have the horns before us. We're going to have the Ark of the Covenant. And we're going to walk all the way around the city. And we're going to do the same thing on the fourth day, and on the fifth day, and on the sixth day. And we're going to do it on the seventh day. You know, it's impossible to cause a city to fall humanly by walking around it. For us, but not for God. Listen, it's impossible to cause a city to fall if we're doing it. But if our faith is in God, the walls will come down. You see, God specializes in the impossible, and we need to get it into our hearts and into our heads. You need a world? God spoke it into being, and we got it. You got chariots coming after you and the Pharaoh's army, they're going to defeat you. Oh no, God speaks a word and there's a Red Sea that splits and you walk across on dry ground. You in the middle of the desert can't find anything to eat. Not a Chick-fil-A or a Burger King or McDonald's anywhere. God says, here's manna from heaven. You look across the Jordan River. Now it's swelling in tide. It's over a mile wide. God just lets it be. His word goes forward with the Ark of the Covenant, and the river backs up with enough dry ground for 2 million people to walk across. You see, God has the power. He had the power in the past. He has the power now, and there will never be a time when he does not have the power. Let's start trusting that kind of God, and the Jerichos will fall. Joshua gives the strategy. They thought, well, they didn't say it, but you know, some of them had to think, I don't know if that'll work. You know why God didn't give them the plan earlier? They'd have still been wandering around in the desert on the other side of the Jericho. I have found, time in and time out, God only gives you the information you need when you need to have it. God will be there if you will be trusting him, if you will be walking with him. When you get to the edge of a cliff and you need to take another step, he will give you what you need to take that step. You need to take it. That's a matter of trusting God and walking in his will and walking in his word. God is going to put them to the test. He's going to see if they will obey. You see, it's not our job to understand all God does. It's just our God to trust. It's our job to trust him. You may not understand it, but you can understand enough to come to him. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I don't have to tell you you're a sinner. You know you're a sinner. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. The reality is you know some your sin just has to be punished. Romans 5:8, God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the hard one to take, but the fact is even though we've messed up, even though that we have sin in our lives, God loves us. And he loves us so much so that even though that we're sinners, Jesus went to the cross. And in Romans 10:9, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You can understand that. You can believe that. And today, if you don't know Jesus, you can be saved by that. Now, as you know more of the Bible, God will teach you. And as God teaches you and you put it into your life, he will teach you more. And then he will give you tests. They usually come as pop quizzes. You don't see them coming, and then there's a test. Do you really believe what I've been telling you? And you get a chance to put it into your life. He is showing them the impossibility as they walked around. You know what? Well, you know what he's going to do? He's going to show them what a great God they have when the walls come down. He's already done it. He's already put it in their hands. They just have to believe it. God tells them of their procession in verses 4 through 9. The armed soldiers, seven priests, they would blow trumpets in the Ark of the Covenant. The rear guard would be there and come after the Ark. Soldiers in front, soldiers behind. This would have been the tribe of Dan. The Bible says believer. In Isaiah 58:15, the glory of the Lord is your rear guard. You know what God's saying? Hey, don't worry, Christian. I got you back. He says in Psalms 84, you shall guide me with your counsel and receive me to glory. What does that mean? That means there's glory ahead of you. For God's children, there's glory in front, there's glory behind. Follow the Lord, you will find glory. God takes care of his children. Start living like his children. I'm sure at some point or another you told your parents, everybody else is doing something, and your parents told you, you're not everybody else's children. Well, you know where that comes from? That comes from God. Start acting like you are God's children. Because you're not everybody else's children. You follow me, I'll give you a completely satisfying victory. How do we know that? Well, it's right there in the text. How many priests are there? There's seven. How many horns are there? There's seven. How many times do you see the Ark of the Covenant? There, you see it seven times. The word seven, when are they going to attack? On the seventh day, after they walked around seven times. Seven means completely satisfied. When you completely satisfy God's word, you will be completely satisfied in his victory. The trumpets in the Old Testament, Numbers 10, they use the trumpets. There are two types of trumpets that they use. There are the silver trumpets, you know, the metal horns, and you're familiar with seeing those. Those were largely used for battle, used to tell people signals of what they were to do in battle. Then there were the ram's horns. The ram's horns were for celebration. The ram's horns were blown at the feast. The ram's horn were signaling victory. And so the horns that were used were these ram horns. For 7 days, go around the city, have the priests blow the trumpets. Inside Jericho, they're expecting the attack. They're not worried about the attack. They're inside the walls. Inside Jericho, they see them coming. Oh my, they're coming. Oh, there's a bunch of them. They're coming. Hey, isn't that cute? They have horns and a little box with them. And they're coming. They get real nervous. They got their soldiers on the walls, and they walk around, and they don't do anything. And they decide that nothing's going to happen. They do the same thing again and again and again. On the seventh day, they would march around seven times. They would blow the trumpets loud, long. The people are going to shout. The walls would fall flat. The people shall ascend straightway after them. These are the tactics. They seem strange. In Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. In verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, I'm so thankful that my God's smarter than me. Once I get that into my head, maybe I will follow his will instead of my own. I don't understand everything he does, but I should be able to trust him in everything he does. Verse 9, they begin to march. Verse 10, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word come out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then you shall shout. Ooh, why did he do that? Well, I don't know. You're a Baptist. That's a pretty good test. Most of you can't keep your mouth shut through a whole service. Just saying. If you have to talk, say amen. Then at least it's spiritual, okay? James says, controlling the tongue is the hardest thing for a person to do. He says, don't say a word. Don't ever mistake noise for spiritual power. Don't say a word. You know, that had to be hard when they're walking around that city, maybe the fourth or fifth time, and they haven't said a word, and by that time, the people on the wall are just throwing barbs at them or cussing them or saying how weak they are, how they are nothing. Oh, and you know, you got to know that there are people there that just wanted to shout back at them, but they didn't. The Ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. Jericho scared at first, but they lost their fear. Listen, today the media is throwing barbs. Almost every non-believer is throwing barbs at you. They do it in school. They do it at work. They do it everywhere you go. You know what? Just let them say what they say. You know, you're not going to be able to change their mind in a moment. But you know, if you act in a sweet, loving way, if you carry the love of Jesus, that'll speak for you in many cases. And God will open doors when it's time to speak. Just keep following Jesus. Follow his tactics. And then we see the triumph. Verse 15, and it came to pass on the seventh day. Well, we've been waiting for the seventh day. On the seventh day, they rose early. Well, they got a lot more walking to do today. Let's get up early. Like Mark Culpepper out running yesterday, 10K. He got up early. Had to beat the rain. So they got up early that day. They're going to march around. They start. You know, what if they had stopped on the third time? What if they had stopped on the sixth time? What if on the seventh day they had only walked around seven times and then quietly went home? You know what? Those walls would have never come down. Remember Naaman and the leper? The man of God told the leper, dip seven times in that old muddy water. What if he had stopped on the sixth time? On the sixth time, he went down in the water. He came up. He still had leprosy. Oh, but it took the seventh time. When he was obedient, he came up and he was well. Keep waiting on God. Keep following God's word. Just let God take care of the walls. You do what God has to say. You follow God every single step. Verse 16, it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew the horns, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. So the people shouted. That was the people claiming what God had already told them was going to happen. It was a shout of faith. Faith links our weakness to God's greatness. Faith, simply trusting him, is all. And God gives us a victory that we can't deserve and we can't earn. Hebrews 11:30 says, by faith the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. God says, I have given you the city. Follow my instructions. God said it. Now their shout confirmed it. They had the triumph. Verse 20, the people shouted with a great shout. The walls fell flat so that the people went up into the city. Every man straight before him, they took the city. In verse 17, 18, and 19, God told them to destroy everyone. Don't take anything. God ordered the destruction of all these people. Now, I want you to know it was all the people. It was all the men. It was all the women. It was all the children. They all had to die. Their iniquity was full. Jericho was vile. Jericho was idolatrous. Jericho was immoral. Sexual perversions, child abuse. God wiped them out so that their perversion would not taint the people of God. And some people say, well, God's pretty unfair, isn't he? Unfair. Do you remember when they went to Rahab's house the first time and she said, we heard about God splitting the Red Sea, your God, and your God is mighty, and the people walked across on dry ground. That was 40 years ago. God 40 years ago sent them a message about a God that was powerful enough to dry up a Red Sea and to save his people. Don't you think they would get the idea of, that's the God I want? But they didn't. They didn't. They had 40 years to think about that, to talk about that. They heard about the mighty victories they had, victories that they couldn't have gotten on their own, victories with a man's hands being held up by his aides so that God's power would aid them in the victory, and they got the complete victory. Who was the general for that war? Oh, yeah, this guy by the name of Joshua. Yeah, and Joshua was down there seeing the power of God flow. They got that message 40 years or a little bit less than 40 years before. All that time, they could have believed. They didn't believe. Even just a few days ago, a few short time ago, they heard about the, the River Jordan stopping up for miles and turning into dry ground for all the Israelites just to walk across on dry ground. Don't you think they could get the idea? This is a God we need to bow down to. This is a God we need to serve. We need to go out and meet them. We need to greet them. We need to find out about their God. But they didn't do it. No, they rebelled against God. They circled themselves in into their Jericho walls. They stood in their sin. They didn't care about God. Oh, except for one lady. Verse 23, Rahab and her house. Joshua made sure that those two spies went back to Rahab and her house and got them out safe. It didn't only affect Rahab, it affected Rahab and her whole household. It affected her parents, her brothers, sisters, her family. They all got out safe. Why? Because Rahab believed and Rahab told others about this saving God. Any of them that would come into her house under the sign of the blood, the crimson thread that she had hanging on her window, any of them that would come in would be spared. How much were they spared? Well, Joshua said, they're living with us today. The entire city could have had that, but they didn't. And when you reject God again and again and again, don't be surprised when judgment falls. Rahab was saved, and she stayed throughout her days with the people of God. You have problems. You have difficulties. You have Jerichos. If you got Jesus, you have triumph. Let me recap this for you. Okay, they march around the city one day. They don't say a word. They keep their mouths shut. Hard to do, they do it. Two times, do the same thing. Three times, same thing. Fourth day, same thing. Fifth day, same thing. Sixth day, same thing. Seventh day, oh, this is the big day. They're ready. They're so tired about walking. Well, not that far of a walk, but just not being able to do what they're there to do. And so on the seventh day, they walk around one time, two times, three times. They're being taunted from above. Four times, five times, six times, seven times. Then the lamb ram sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound, and Joshua challenged the people to shout, and the walls came tumbling down. Joshua in the battle of Jericho, 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 Joshua in the battle of Jericho. And the walls came tumbling down. Let me tell you, the walls in your life can come down if you will just start trusting in God. And if you've never met Jesus, you need to come to him today. He's the only one that can take you through the Jerichos of life. Just come and say, I want Jesus. We'll pray together. He'll come into your heart. If you're watching online, just reach out to Jesus. Ask him to forgive your sins, to save your soul. And he will come in and he will touch and change your life. And if you're a believer and you've gone back to Jericho and you're fighting with personal Jerichos, maybe you need to come to the altar and just kneel down before him. It's time for the walls to come down. Let's stand for prayer. Father, I ask that you would move within our hearts, that you would let us receive, Father, the mighty testimony of power you have laid before us. And know that there is victory there for us if we're just willing to follow you. Father, for those that don't know Jesus, that today they would come and just say, I want Jesus. For those that know you, Father, but are letting Jerichos to control their lives, let this be the day that they lay it at your feet, that they ask your forgiveness, that they allow you, Father, to give them the victory that you've already paid for on Calvary's cross. Thank you for what you're going to do in this moment. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You come as we sing.